Hi, I'm Randy, and this is Dave.
We're the founders of Bombas, the most comfortable socks in the history of feet.
So comfortable, we sold and donated millions of pairs.
To sell and donate a lot of socks, we became obsessed with comfort.
We reinvented the sock from the ground up, adding comfort innovations along the way.
It worked. People tried them, loved them, told their friends about them.
Helping us sell and donate millions of pairs.
Try them now at bombas.com/comfy and get 20% off your first order. That's bombas.com/comfy.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have Jenna Garcia. Jenna is the host of the Chicken Nuggets podcast. The podcast is dedicated to covering Denver Nuggets content. On the program, we discuss the 2020-2021 Denver Nuggets season, Nikola Jokic, Jamal Murray, and so much more. Jenna is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
At Dietz & Watson, we've been crafting premium meats and artisan cheeses for over 80 years, so we know a thing or two about making mealtime delicious. Whether you're craving smoky, spicy, or sweet, we've got what you need to create the perfect sandwich. There's something for everyone in the family, plus plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz & Watson, it's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
Getting your RV ready for summer shouldn't be a hassle. And there's a new full-service RV dealership ready to help. Bent's RV has opened a new location in Albany. And there's no job too big or small for our talented technicians. Come in or call today and get your RV working great and in tip-top shape. While you're here, swing by our new parts and accessories store for great deals on all your camping season essentials. Take I-12, exit 32 to gear up for a summer of fun at Bent's RV, the best way to get away.
Nobler is more than just a different way to save on car insurance. Nobler is the only car insurance with personalized monthly rates and rewards based on how much and how well you drive every single time you get behind the wheel. So the more you use Nobler, the better you drive and the more you save, which means good drivers can save a lot of money. Nobler is simply smart insurance for smart drivers. Get your quote at Nobler.com, spelled Nobler.com. Individual savings may vary. Must meet eligibility requirements to bind a policy.
An excerpt from X-Troop by Leah Garrett.
Lieutenant George Lane himself is Lanyi Gyurgi from Budapest, pretending to be a Welsh infantry officer. He's lived in England for the past 8 years. His English isn't bad, but his Welsh accent is terrible. You realize that you are in a very tricky situation here, Lieutenant Lane, Field Marshal Rommel says through an interpreter.
X Troop is available as a Mariner hardcover, ebook, and audiobook wherever books are sold.
Hi, I'm Randy, and this is Dave.
We're the founders of Bombas, the most comfortable socks in the history of feet.
So comfortable, we sold and donated millions of pairs.
To sell and donate a lot of socks, we became obsessed with comfort.
We reinvented the sock from the ground up, adding comfort innovations along the way.
It worked. People tried them, loved them, told their friends about them.
Helping us sell and donate millions of pairs.
Try them now at bombas.com/comfy and get 20% off your first order. That's bombas.com/comfy.
Curry. Lehman shoots the three. It's way off the mark, and Jokic has it. So Minnesota passed. Oh, what a pass! Thread the needle, baby! Nikola Jokic.
Reed had to grab him. Watch this pass. So bounce back. And the defense couldn't even react. I mean, it gets right there underneath Nas Reed's legs.
Beauty.
Bob the Foodie down on the baseline filming that action.
And so Jermichael Green.
No fouls to give for the Mavericks. Denver's been in the bonus for a while here in this fourth quarter. Each team with one timeout left. Chance at the last shot. Jokic a chance to tie it. Oh! Jokic hits it!
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. And again, that audio courtesy of the NBA and, of course, the Denver Nuggets. Nikola Jokic, the 2020-2021 Kia NBA Most Valuable Player. And what a great season he had this past season. To talk more about the Joker and also some other things happening with the Denver Nuggets during this past season is a person that is the host of the Chicken Nuggets podcast, covering all things related to the Denver Nuggets. Let's welcome her to the program, Jenna Garcia. Hey, Jenna, what's going on?
What's up? How are you? I'm so excited to be here.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to have you. Thank you so much once again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. So the 2020-2021 season for the Nuggets was a step forward. They were swept by the Phoenix Suns in the conference semifinals, but this was a change of pace for the Nuggets. They really stepped up their game as opposed to for what happened in the bubble this past season. I want to start off with, of course, the captain of the team and the reigning MVP, Nikola Jokic. Man, what a player he has been in such a short amount of time since his time in Denver. Give me your thoughts on the Joker and how well he did this season.
Oh, man, Denver fans and Denver, the Nuggets organization as a whole, I mean, can't be more thankful for a guy like Nikola Jokic on their roster. He's not just a great player, but just a really good guy off the court, too. Always really polite and respectful to pretty much everyone he comes in contact with, even when things were getting hard, which was kind of ironic how we saw him leave the game in the final game against Phoenix, where he ended up being ejected. He just is not a violent person. He's not like an angry person in any way. He's really calm and chill and down to earth, which is why I think he has that level head to be able to be the MVP for the league this year. Phenomenal numbers just overall. Obviously, I think a lot of people kept trying to push him aside and find other candidates who would be better suited for the MVP this season. And I didn't really think until the finals wrapped up that I saw another player that I thought played better than Nikola Jokic this season. And of course, I mean, Giannis was phenomenal in those finals, but Jokic had the regular season MVP on lock. He didn't miss a game. The most he missed was being ejected from that final game against Phoenix.
Yeah, that was kind of like that was a damper right there, because who knows what would have been had he stayed in the game. Maybe the series would have been extended. But I want to stay with Nikola for a moment. What is the biggest takeaway that you got from his rookie year up until the MVP season?
Yeah, I think the biggest takeaway is just that the Nuggets really have to run their offense through him. He's the smartest guy on the floor. He's very, very efficient. He's great ball handler. And I know people want to categorize and place, you know, he's a center. No, he's really a point guard in his mind and the size of a center. So you have a really unique talent there. And I think the biggest thing, just watching him over the course of since being a rookie till now, has just been learning that you can't put him in a box. There's not some box that fits Nikola Jokic that we know of until this year, right? Like, we didn't have a box for Nikola that he fit in. He's not a point guard. He's not a center. He's Nikola. And I don't think he was showcased nearly enough until this season, until some of the things he was doing. But he's got great command of the basketball. He sees things on the floor way ahead of time. And I think that was the biggest transition that moved Denver in the right direction, was when they chose to start Nikola over Nurkic, who now is in Portland. And they kind of moved away from having Nurkic on the floor with Nikola at the same time and replaced him with Jokic on the floor. And I think that was the biggest and most important decision they had to make, that the offense was going to be run through him. He was going to be the one who dictated where the ball went and how the ball moved. And that's where they've really found success. When one thing that Phoenix did really well in the playoffs against the Nuggets was force them to not play through Nikola, and Nikola struggled in that series as well. I think he was mentally fatigued by that point, but that's been like their biggest challenge. When they don't play through Nikola, who do they play through if Jamal Murray's not on the floor? And can they produce offense with not going through Nikola Jokic? And the answer resoundingly pretty much has been no, not really, not consistently. And they definitely can't compete with the biggest names out there. So that's been, I think, the biggest learning curve for the Nuggets and for just me covering them. At first, I'll admit, I wasn't a fan of Jokic. I didn't think that he was going to I didn't think it was going to pan out. I couldn't really see how he fit in the system until I realized, like everyone else had to realize, that he doesn't fit in the system. We're going to have to make a new system that kind of molds and shapes around him, and everybody else will fit into that. And he makes players better. I think that that's a really important piece, and part of why he's the MVP is he really does make the others on the floor look better, which you see in guys like great leaders, right? Chris Paul, LeBron James. Those guys, when they're on the floor, other guys play better as well. And that's what Nikola Jokic does for the Nuggets.
Yeah, since he's arrived in Denver in 2015, he's been outstanding. He's been one of my favorite players. We're going to get back to the Joker in just one moment, but I want to talk about one of the rising stars in the league, and that's Jamal Murray. I think the series against the Suns would have played out a little bit differently. That's just my opinion if Jamal had not been injured. Jamal Murray shined bright in the bubble in the 2019-2020 season. I mean, he really emerged as one of the rising stars, not just on the Nuggets, but in all of the NBA. Just kind of give me your thoughts on Jamal and what he brings to the table for Denver.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Denver was hurting without Jamal this offseason, postseason, and late into that year, we only really got to see, I think, either 5 or 7 games where everyone was healthy, Jamal after the Aaron Gordon trade and Nikola, all three of them healthy on the floor together. I think we only saw 5 times. And so, and those 5 games were electric. I mean, they had Nuggets Nation on fire. I think Nuggets Nation was really, really excited about what that could be. And watching those 5 games, I think the motto for the team was champion, you know, 1-2-3 championship on 3. That was what they continued to say to fans, continued to project as their goal. And they have been for the last 2 years saying that this is their goal to win a championship. And Jamal is their cornerstone. He's their heart. He's the hardest working 24-year-old in the league, I would say. Like, I've never seen a guy who gets injured on a regular basis. He's injured all the time. The ACL was like the cherry on top. He was injured going into that game. He had some lingering injuries, but he plays and he always has. And it was almost like weird to not see him get up from that ACL tear in Golden State that night, because we were so used to him always getting up and kind of just being like, yeah, I'll sit out a couple, I'll go back to the training room, get wrapped up, and then he's always out there. So the fact that he wasn't able to come back, I think really just was devastating for Nuggets fans. Luckily, he should be back by the postseason this coming season, and he is an electric scorer. He's a guy who can create his own shot. He brings electricity to the team, and especially on offense, but he has worked incredibly hard to become a better defender over the last couple of seasons. And I think more than anything this season and in the bubble, that's what shined for me. Yes, he's always been able to get a bucket, but he hasn't always been able to match up and defend some of the best guards, you know, some of the people who are standing against him, defending him. And so that has been a real challenge for him. I think his biggest issue over the last couple of seasons and lingered at the beginning of this season was just inconsistency. People wanted to see him do the great things that he can do more often. And he came off of that bubble high, and then to be injured for the second half of this season was pretty devastating, I think, for the whole franchise as well as for Jamal. But I have no doubt that he'll come back stronger. We've seen a lot of guys come back from those tears, like the Achilles, the ACL, those tears that you used to not be able to come back and play. And we see guys like Kevin Durant out there, you know, totally fine. Lots of other examples of ACL tears in Derrick Rose and other people who have now come back and been successful in the league. So I know Jamal's going to come back and be strong, and I don't really have any worry about that. I think he'll be probably stronger than he was when he left.
I have no doubt either. I think Jamal Murray, as you mentioned, Jenna, he's just been so electric in his short amount of time in the league, and especially with the Denver Nuggets. And wish him all the best in a speedy recovery. And he'll be healthy for the 2021-2022 campaign. So while we're talking about Jamal Murray, one of my favorite players, on the Nuggets is Paul Millsap. Paul has been a gritty veteran for the Nuggets for so many years, getting points in the paint, being the quiet leader, being the one that's doing the rebounding, doing the dirty work, getting the key shots when necessary. Give me your thoughts on Paul in his 2020-2021 season.
Yeah, so I am pretty sure that his contract ends with the Nuggets this last season, and so he'll be in a free agent on the market. I do think that, like you said, Paul's done a lot of the nitty-gritty, and he brings a different aspect to the game. He really knows how to get the guys on the team riled up and focused, and kind of has been a very good leader for them. There's been a couple scenarios where it took him speaking up, and I guess, you know, you could say he's pretty quiet, except for when he speaks up, the team listens. And maybe that's because he's so quiet on a regular basis. But there have been a couple moments in these past two postseasons where players have identified Paul as the guy who did speak up, who did say something that did rally them to keep it going, to keep their fight. Like last season in the bubble, you know, to come back from being down and twice. And Paul's name is always thrown out there. He was less efficient for the Nuggets this season. Starting to see him, like most guys at the age of 36, kind of not be able to do the things that he could do before. We're not seeing the same Paul Millsap that we saw in the past, not on the boards, not on the offensive side of the ball. And the Nuggets team as a whole was a negative when Millsap was on the floor in specific matchups more than anything. But while he brings a lot to the team in that veteran aspect, in that role, I don't really see the Nuggets moving forward with Paul Millsap on their roster unless, of course, he takes some sort of team-friendly deal this season that would kind of help them out, because I don't really see him being a productive part of the rotation next year.
That would be so odd to not see him in a Nugget uniform for the 2021-2022 season. He's been such a mainstay on the Nuggets for a long time. That would be interesting how that would play out. But nevertheless, Paul Millsap, whatever happens in his future, he had definitely made his mark in Denver. And I wanted to also talk about Michael Porter. Michael Porter had an interesting 2020-2021 campaign. Of course, he really came of age in the bubble, but he really made his presence felt, especially in the postseason run with the Nuggets. Just kind of give me your thoughts on Michael and what he did this past season.
Yeah. MPJ is he's a very, very talented player, and I think that's been what shined through for the Nuggets from the beginning, why they didn't pass on him in the draft like many other teams did. And I think the same reason other teams passed on him in the draft is probably his own biggest shortcoming. Mike's had a couple years to sit on the bench. He had that first season where he didn't play. He was just rehabbing, and he had a chance to learn the offense and learn the defense. And you know, last season in the bubble, he was able to contribute here and there. And he's a humble guy. He knows that he's a defensive liability in a lot of ways and in a lot of matchups. And he's okay with getting pulled off the floor for those kind of moments. But this last season, he did really show up once Jamal Murray went out. I think he really was able to kind of make up for that missing offense in a lot of scenarios. And he's only 2 years into his NBA career. I mean, that's still pretty great. He's averaging 19 points this season. That's a pretty great number for your second full season with an NBA team. And I don't mean to criticize him in that regard. I think he did make a big jump. And his biggest struggle is kind of two-folded, and that would probably be his defense and his hands. He has weak hands when it comes to kind of like pulling down a rebound, right? He gets the rebound, it hits him in the hands, he's got it, and then it's stolen from him, it's taken away. I would say that's his biggest asset to the Nuggets, is his ability to rebound. He's so tall, so lengthy. He has great rebounding ability, and when he focuses on rebounding in a game, he usually has his best moments, his best games, his best offense even. But Michael is an offensive player. He's a shooter, you know. He's going to shoot. He wants to shoot. He wants to have a predominant role. And a lot of the criticisms of him this season could have been, I think, could have maybe been less criticism had he been put in situations where the play was actually run for him. You know, Denver runs through Nikola Jokic, as I mentioned. And then they have a second set. You know, if Nikola's not the first option, then you go to Jamal Murray. And once Jamal was out, Denver never really found a way to set up Michael for offensive opportunities. They didn't purposely run those, at least. He obviously got his buckets in any way he can, but I think that that's what he's really missing in his fulfillment of the game, is he wants plays run for him. He wants to be a big part of the offense. And so, and I think when you have a coach like Michael Malone, you're probably going to have to play some defense if you want to get that chance on offense, to get those plays run for you on offense. Mike loves defensive players, and Michael Porter Jr., while he does still recovering from drop foot and still having those lingering issues with his back, he does still have a ways to go defensively. I think a lot of teams run their offense directly at him because they know he's the weak point. And you'll see in plenty of different scenarios or film that you can find of him getting beat on the perimeter. And so he still has to work on his footwork a bit. And then, of course, to improve his offensive game, I think, and just his overall game, right, because rebounds on both sides of the court matter, his hand strength. I know he's working on that this summer, and I hope he's working on his defense a little bit too, because that's going to be an important part of the Nuggets 2021-2022 season.
Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi Advanced Security protects your connected devices, helps you avoid sketchy sites, and sends real-time alerts so you're in the know. Learn more at cox.com/pano. Restrictions apply. Copyright 2020 Cox Communications, Inc. All rights reserved.
Grilling season is here. Keep things sizzling all summer long with Dietz and Watson. Fire up your Thursday with perfectly smoked premium Franks and sausages. Or enjoy endless sandwich combos with fresh sliced meats and cheeses in a variety of bold flavors. There's something for everyone in the family. Plus, plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz and Watson. It's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
Nobler is more than just a different way to save on car insurance. Nobler is the only car insurance with personalized monthly rates and rewards based on how much and how well you drive every single time you get behind the wheel. So the more you use Nobler, the better you drive and the more you save, which means good drivers can save a lot of money. Nobler is simply smart insurance for smart drivers. Get your quote at Nobler.com, spelled N-O-B-L-R.com. Individual savings may vary. Must meet eligibility requirements to bind a policy.
Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi Advanced Security protects your connected devices, helps you avoid sketchy sites, and sends real-time alerts so you're in the know. Learn more at cox.com/pano. Restrictions apply. Copyright 2020 Cox Communications, Inc. All rights reserved.
Rightfully so. And speaking of preparing for this the next season and what they did this past season, the Nuggets were blessed with two high flyers that play above the rim. I want to start off with JaVale McGee. JaVale is a member of the United States Olympic basketball team. For anybody that knows about JaVale's skill set, he basically plays in the paint. He plays above the rim, and he's an effective rebounder. Just kind of give me your thoughts on JaVale, what he did this past season, and also on him making the Olympic team.
Yeah, I was really surprised by the Nuggets picking him up at that trade deadline. I thought that it was an interesting pickup for the Nuggets. They are a bit smaller, so I do think that it was a smart decision. He is a great rim protector, but more than anything, he really guided Michael Porter Jr. They developed a pretty good relationship pretty quickly, and you saw them constantly interacting with each other, joking with each other. And I think that that's pretty important for MPJ's development long term. I think that that's going to be a big piece for him. Yes, Nikola's there and Jamal's there, but they don't have that many more years on Michael Porter. They're a pretty young team. I think 3 years ago when I started, they were the youngest team in the NBA, and then they added a couple guys and swapped a couple guys, and now they're not the youngest team anymore. But their stars and their core is pretty young, and so having that guy who's been around, he knows what it's like, knows how to win championships, knows what playing for different franchises is like, was smart for the Nuggets to add him to their roster for this second half of the season. And as far as him playing for the U.S. In the Olympics, I'm glad that he got a shot. It's too bad that there have been so many COVID issues that have been impeding players of getting the chance to play in the Olympics, because that's definitely an honor. But I think that'll be fun for him. If anybody deserves it, JaVale McGee deserves to be on that Olympic team. You know, he's a great representative of what an NBA player is. He's played on so many teams. I couldn't count him if I wanted to right now, but I mean, at least five in the last, since 2015, so five in the last 5 years, he's been around. So there's definitely enough experience there. So I'm glad that he got the opportunity, and hopefully he can be a rim protector out there for Team USA.
Yeah, JaVale has definitely been one of those journeymen in the league, bouncing from team to team. And, you know, he did win an NBA championship with the Los Angeles Lakers. So congratulations to JaVale on making that Olympic team. And while we stay on rim protectors and high flyers, Denver really struck gold during the trade deadline when they acquired Aaron Gordon from the Orlando Magic. I mean, Aaron had some great seasons with the Magic. He was really the face of that franchise for several seasons, being one of the top scorers in the league, representing that team proudly. But he wanted a change, and he was traded to the Denver Nuggets where he could compete. Just kind of give me your thoughts on Aaron this season and what he brought to the Nuggets.
Yeah. You know, after the Nuggets acquired him, they played some of their best basketball, especially before Jamal Murray went down. But Aaron is that missing piece that they were kind of looking for as far as a defender goes. His box score often was criticized after games. There's a lot of people in Denver and Colorado, Nuggets fans in general, who struggle to understand the benefit of having Aaron Gordon on the floor, because it doesn't show on the box score. He's not the kind of guy who's out there averaging a ton of points or contributing on the offensive side in a big way. But he was a defensive presence in the middle there. It took away from some of what Jokic's responsibilities on defense are, and Jokic could kind of focus more on running offense and being a help defender. And so that, more than anything, the weight that he took off of Nikola was what allowed Nikola to be so successful on the other end of the floor, or contributed to his success on the other end of the floor. And so while I don't think you'll see it on the box score, Aaron Gordon is doing a lot for the Denver Nuggets. I think it was a great pickup. I was shocked, because I didn't think they announced JaVale first, and I thought, well, that's a typical Denver get at the deadline, because they always seem to get somebody who's affordable, you know, could contribute, and you could find an upside for that player, but not the guy, like the name brand guy, the guy that you're looking for, a big difference maker for the team. And when they announced Aaron Gordon, I was surprised. They actually made a bigger move, and it really did pay off. I think he contributed quite a bit in a very short amount of time. He fit into the Jokic model and was able to make a big difference for the Nuggets defensively. And I thought he contributed offensively. I enjoy Aaron Gordon's game. I know a lot of Nuggets fans have a lot to say about him on the offensive side of the floor, but I really do think Aaron's a good piece for the system, and I'm glad we have him for the next year.
Yeah, I'm glad, too. I'm really glad that Aaron is spreading his wings and coming to Denver, and he's added so well. He added a lot of offense towards the second half of the year. It's going to be interesting what happens when we get a full season with him with the Nuggets this upcoming season. I just want to make a quick note about JaVale McGee. JaVale is a three-time champion. He won two titles with the Golden State Warriors and, of course, winning a title with the Lakers as well.
My crusade for the perfect pizza crust has led me here, pining over a backyard wood-fired oven. But how do I bake this build into my budget? Where can I get some solid guidance on my finances? Who can help me understand if I have the dough for this?
A little financial advice. At Regions, we know that's important because your Life Green checking account comes with Greenprint, financial planning with a banker who will help you create a personal budget and live in the moment. Make your appointment at regions.com/greenprint. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
Nobler is more than just a different way to save on car insurance. Nobler is the only car insurance with personalized monthly rates and rewards based on how much and how well you drive every single time you get behind the wheel. So the more you use Nobler, the better you drive and the more you save, which means good drivers can save a lot of money. Nobler is simply smart insurance for smart drivers. Get your quote at Nobler.com, spelled Nobler.com. Individual savings may vary. Must meet eligibility requirements to bind a policy.
At Dietz & Watson, we've been crafting premium meats and artisan cheeses for over 80 years, so we know a thing or two about making mealtime delicious. Whether you're craving smoky, spicy, or sweet, we've got what you need to create the perfect sandwich. There's something for everyone in the family, plus plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz & Watson, it's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
And I want to talk about somebody that really came of age during the playoffs, and it's a gentleman out of Argentina named Facundo Campazzo. He really, I mean, his three-point shooting was phenomenal, especially during the playoffs. Just give me your thoughts on Facundo, and what do you think he brought to the table this past season for the Nuggets?
Oh, yeah. Campazzo is like a – I don't even know, like a pest. He really frustrated other – players in the league, Damian Lillard, Steph Curry. He really got under player skin. When he first signed, I was excited because as a bilingual person in the NBA, you don't get often a chance to speak Spanish. And so I was excited that I would have that opportunity to be able to interview him in Spanish and speak to him in Spanish about just what was going on with the team and his contributions for the year. But when he started to try to work him into the system, I was surprised by how much Michael Malone really used Facundo Campazzo. He really trusts Facundo. He trusts him as a ball handler, as a defender, and it worked out. There were very, very high. It almost felt like the Jeremy Lin year. You know, there were highs, and they were really, really high, and then there were lows, and they were really, really low, and it could be like one play to the next. There was a series in the Phoenix series where he gave up a point, gave up the ball and gave up a point to Phoenix, and then went right back down, took the ball. I think he gave it up by, you know, trying to shoot over a player, and he can't shoot over anybody. He's shorter than I am. He's like 5'4". I know they probably have him listed at 5'6", but he's 5'4". And he can't shoot over anybody. So got the ball, stolen from him, blocked, stolen, bucket on the other end, and goes down on the other end in the next sequence and steals the ball, goes and gets his own bucket. And so there were a lot of moments like that with Facundo. It felt like whiplash. You're just getting whipped back and forth between a less helpful play and a more helpful play. And you never really knew what you were going to get, but you always knew with Facundo that there would be effort. He is the typical Denver player, as Nuggets fans would say, you know, like longtime Denver players are kind of the guys who work really hard. Maybe they don't have the most talent, but they always put it all out there and they are very hard workers. That's kind of what us Denver people have been living with, following for years and years with the Nuggets until this recent, well, until Melo and then ups and downs throughout there. But yeah, Facundo is the typical perfect fit for a team like Denver, where he's going to really put all effort out there. And for Michael Malone, that's really – that gets you some points. So he got a lot of minutes in, and sometimes maybe in situations when he shouldn't have been out there, he was out there. So I think he brought a lot to Denver, and he did find his three-point shot after some time. He struggled in the beginning when he first started shooting them. We were like, oh boy, it's farther back, or he's really not used to the distance or nervous. But he found his footing from three-point range real quick and was able to contribute from three as well. And you gotta love the moments when he, you know, crosses somebody up like Chris Paul and takes it to the basket. There's one sequence in that playoff series where Facundo drives right past Chris, gets a bucket, and he calls a timeout. And it was just like, oh yeah, Chris Paul is not having Facundo Campazzo beat him today. So he definitely is frustrating to a lot of players out there. And I like that addition to the game. He brought more energy. Fans loved him. They loved him. It was definitely like a Jeremy Lin, kind of like a Jeremy Lin phenomenon.
Yeah, definitely. He really emerged this past season, especially in the playoffs. I really just watched his play. I was like, and they said his name, Facundo Campazzo. I was like, okay, out of Argentina. Okay, we have to definitely pay more attention to him, but he definitely emerged this past season.
Getting your RV ready for summer shouldn't be a hassle, and there's a new full-service RV dealership ready to help. Bent's RV has opened a new location in Albany, and there's no job too big or small for our talented technicians. Come in or call today and get your RV working great and in tip-top shape. While you're here, swing by our new parts and accessory store for great deals on all your camping season essentials. Take I-12, exit 32 to gear up for a summer of fun at Bent's RV, the best way to get away.
I want to ask you, Jenna, you made a mentioning about with him being a player from a Spanish-speaking country, and it's difficult because in the NBA, you being a bilingual reporter, what are you of our Argentinian ancestry?
I'm not. I'm actually Mexican, but Spanish, you know, Argentina, we get to speak. It's pretty similar, and I lived in Spain and worked in the MLB for some time, where I got to speak, you know, Spanish that Dominican players and Puerto Rican players speak and Venezuelan players. So my Spanish is very broad, very well-rounded. So I was excited about that.
Awesome. Well, that's gonna segue to my next question. You mentioned about Major League Baseball, and Major League Baseball is Spanish-speaking. It's predominantly Spanish, and I know we've seen a lot of Spanish-speaking players in the NBA within the last decade or two. I want to ask you, what has been the challenges of being a bilingual reporter in the NBA?
Yeah. Well, just not being able to get content is part of the difficulty, right? Not every NBA team has a Spanish broadcast. In fact, the Nuggets don't. There's only a few teams. It's pretty much whoever LeBron is playing for will have a Spanish broadcast, because they probably have every language broadcasting, since he's very well known across the world. And then, of course, LA, the LA teams, I believe Golden State has a Spanish broadcast, but very few teams, Miami obviously, but very few teams do have an offer a Spanish broadcast. So it's been difficult to speak Spanish in the NBA. It's been highly encouraged by the Denver Nuggets that I interview in Spanish, and I do put content out in Spanish. When we had Juancho Hernan Gomez, I was the only person who was able to get his thoughts on Kobe passing, who was it was a big part of his career and his development as a player, and now he's in Minnesota. So I'm excited that there's more players who are coming to the league that speak another language. I'm excited that Giannis has won the finals MVP, and that's pretty exciting to see somebody from another country hold that up and get to be kind of touted as the greatest of this year. And I think that that's good for the NBA. I think it's good for basketball. And I think it's good for America to see that, you know, great players play in all parts of the world. They're not just from our country, and we can find them all over, and that basketball is an international sport now. You know, baseball was for some time, and it still remains, and it's definitely different covering the NBA in Spanish than it was covering baseball. In baseball, there's so many opportunities to speak Spanish, and yet there are, it makes it almost difficult, because when the team doesn't have a translator or somebody who, a PR person who can kind of stand there and listen to your interview in Spanish, then they won't let you interview players. You know, if you don't have a PR person who can kind of monitor what's happening with the interview, in their worry of players saying something they shouldn't or whatever. But the Denver Nuggets have really encouraged me to do as much Spanish as I can. And so with COVID, then that kind of made it more difficult. But we did have a lot of international coverage this season because of Facundo Campazzo, and Argentina loves him dearly.
Yeah, Argentina is definitely a big sports nation, especially when it comes to football or soccer in the States, and especially with NBA or just basketball in general. And I want to ask you, do the Nuggets have a Spanish broadcast? I know you mentioned about L.A. and New York and a lot of the bigger markets like Dallas, they have Spanish broadcasting teams. Do the Nuggets have a Spanish language broadcast team?
No, they don't. Yeah, they're one of the – there's only a few teams that have it, right? Dallas, San Antonio, mm-hmm. but not Denver, which is surprising. Denver has a very big Latino community.
Okay, fair enough. And let's stay just with Spanish-speaking players for a moment. And you mentioned that the NBA really – since the emergence of Michael Jordan in the 80s and especially in the 90s, the NBA is a worldwide game. It's an international sport. And you mentioned about traveling to many Spanish-speaking countries. Brazil is a country in South America that speaks Portuguese, and Brazil has had some great players that have come to the NBA. Is your Portuguese pretty good? And if so, have you communicated with any of the Brazilian players in the NBA, such as Nene, during his time in Denver?
I do speak a little Portuguese, and I definitely understand more than I feel comfortable interviewing in Portuguese at this point, hopefully one day. But I hadn't had the chance to speak with any Portuguese players specifically. And I wasn't covering Denver or the Nuggets when Nene was with us, unfortunately, but great athlete, great player. And I'm excited that it's becoming more international. I hope to see it be a more multilingual game as well. And hopefully, you know, as Americans, we can start to learn more languages so that we can understand more people who want to participate in the NBA and all our sports.
I definitely agree. It's nothing like a variety. It's always fun when you can learn different languages. It definitely has to definitely be an equal exchange when it comes to that. I'm definitely for that as well. And while we're talking about international players, we'll get into Giannis in just a little bit. But Nikola Jokic, again, the reigning MVP, hailing from Europe in Serbia. And we know that the future is really bright for him in Denver. But the Nuggets also had an impact player named Carmelo Anthony. What are the differences that you've observed so far between the Jokic era and the Melo era?
Oh, wow. I think the biggest difference is pretty easily seen by people who follow the Nuggets or at least watch the Nuggets pretty regularly. And that would be that Nikola is incredibly unselfish. He's a pass-first kind of player. Even when he won his MVP award this year, we were back in the stadium. I was able to be present for the award ceremony, and fans booed Josh Kroenke, as he well deserves, but they cheered their hearts out for Nikola, and Nikola did not walk up there by himself to receive his award. His whole team stood with him in the center of the court because he very much feels that he does not win that award without his teammates. So, whereas Carmelo Anthony, I think his greatest downfall in his game over the course of his career has been his unwillingness to be more unselfish. He didn't want to come off the bench. That was a big storyline a few years back. And when he was playing here in Denver, he wanted to win. He definitely is, you know, has a championship mindset, wants to win. But there's a lot of reports of times when he was here where he would be happy as long as he played good, even if the team lost. And if the team won and he played bad, he would be upset. And I just think that they're very different, polar opposites in the way that their mindset is going into a game, because Nikola has never once thought about his stat line going into a game or what he hoped to achieve for a game in that way. And that can be seen as a negative, because, you know, you want a guy who wants to go out there and wants to put up numbers and wants to work hard. But Nikola just is more of a go with the flow kind of player, a guy who goes with what the game gives him, while Carmelo would sometimes try to force it and force it and force it. And I'm a huge Carmelo fan. I love him. I'm so happy he's found a home in Portland, and it's a great fit for him. But Nikola Jokic and Carmelo, those eras are so different because they're driven by different core values in that way. And I think Melo would probably be more like Michael Porter Jr. They're a shooter. They want the offense, the ball in their hands. They want to have the opportunity to take a lot of shots. Nikola is not really like that. He has the ball in his hands because the offense runs through him, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to end him taking the shot. He prefers to pass it, and he likes kind of running the floor, being a floor general and deciding, oh, I see this open pass, I see this open cut, and deciding that way how he contributes to the game. So I do think he's a couple steps ahead of everybody on the floor. He sees things before it's going to happen, and that's how you get some of these great highlight assists from Nikola. But he's definitely more about pass the ball first. So I would say that's the biggest difference in those two eras.
Also, a big part of the Carmelo Anthony era, Jenna, was Allen Iverson. Allen Iverson, one of the greatest players of all time, is an NBA Pro Basketball Hall of Famer. What were some of the things that you took away from the Answers time in Denver?
Well, I think Allen Iverson was a great player, a dynamic player. I loved watching him play. And that kind of, I think the NBA as a whole has kind of moved away from the way AI plays. He liked to have the ball in his hands. He liked to be the kind of guy who shook it up on the perimeter and crossed you over and then took it to the basket. And now we see a lot less of that, a lot fewer players who are trying to beat a guy on the perimeter, and a bit more of a pass and shoot kind of game, catch and shoot kind of game nowadays than I think it was back then. And at least the Nuggets are more of a passing team than they are create your own shot kind of team, where Allen Iverson definitely was that kind of player. I think the biggest thing that Denver as a franchise can take away from that time with Allen Iverson was just the fact that season going out and getting AI, that was a big name. It was a big opportunity for Denver to kind of a name guy to add to their roster and make a push to the playoffs. And I know Carmelo really wanted somebody who could guard Andrew Bynum on the Lakers at that time. And it wasn't Allen Iverson, wasn't going to be that guy, but he was still like a big name sign for them as a franchise. And looking into their 2021-2022 season, free agency will be a big part of that. They'll need to sign somebody who is a big free agent, somebody who can really elevate them to that next level. And at the same time, I wonder if they will, because they were playing such great basketball when Aaron Gordon and Jamal Murray and Nikola Jokic were all healthy. They did play some amazing basketball. So I wonder if they'll try to run it back, you know, once Jamal's healthy, but I do think it's going to be an important free agency for the Denver Nuggets.
You know, when I think about Denver, I think about what a great not just sports city that it is, but it's been a great basketball city for a long time. But, you know, when there's other cities such as not just Denver, but there's Indiana, there's Charlotte, there's Cleveland, Orlando, Detroit, Utah, there's also Portland, there's Memphis, San Antonio, New Orleans, Sacramento, Minnesota, Oklahoma City, and then, of course, you've got Milwaukee. They're all considered to be small markets in the NBA. But we've recently seen that the Bucks winning the NBA championship has proven that you can do it. You can do it in a small market. You have a centerpiece of a franchise with Giannis. And this could be a similar situation with Denver. Do you think with, of course, Nikola is a league MVP. Giannis is a two-time league MVP. But Giannis has a title. Nikola doesn't have one yet. Do you think Denver can have the same success as Milwaukee, despite it being a small market NBA team and having the pieces? Because they have the pieces to make it happen. Do you think Denver could do something similar to what Milwaukee has recently done?
Yeah, I absolutely think that they could. And I think that the Nuggets front office absolutely thinks that they can as well. That's kind of, I think everyone, all these mid-market, small-market teams are going to be out there. When you were listing them, I was like, he's naming everyone. You're naming everybody except for, like, the Lakers and the Clippers and the Warriors and the Knicks. But even San Antonio, right? Like, San Antonio won championships back in the day. They were a staple championship winner back-to-back-to-back sometimes. So San Antonio, Milwaukee, these are the Nuggets examples of small markets or mid markets that were able to get it done. And I think that that's kind of why I say free agency is going to be so important, because they cannot continue to sign guys who are hard workers but not so talented. They are going to need to go out and get a guy like Jrue Holiday, right? Milwaukee went out and got Jrue Holiday last offseason for the exact reason of playing defense, and it worked out for them. And I think a lot of teams are going to go out and try to follow Milwaukee's model, which is going to make this free agency really exciting.
Peacock fuels your true crime obsession with exclusive new originals like John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise.
He said to me, Klaus can get away with murder.
Dr. Death, the undoctored story.
This guy's dangerous.
And Epstein's shadow, Ghislaine Maxwell.
She inherited Jeffrey Epstein's secrets.
There was this whole other world going on.
Plus the most bingeable crime series, Buried in the Backyard and Snap. And with the Dateline 24/7 channel that's always on.
Did you want her dead?
You can't not obsess. Sign up now at PeacockTV.com.
Nobler is more than just a different way to save on car insurance. Nobler is the only car insurance with personalized monthly rates and rewards based on how much and how well you drive every single time you get behind the wheel. So the more you use Nobler, the better you drive and the more you save, which means good drivers can save a lot of money. Nobler is simply smart insurance for smart drivers. Get your quote at Nobler.com, spelled Nobler.com. Individual savings may vary. Must meet eligibility requirements to bind a policy.
Grilling season is here. Keep things sizzling all summer long with Dietz and Watson. Fire up your Thursday with perfectly smoked premium Franks and sausages. Or enjoy endless sandwich combos with fresh sliced meats and cheeses in a variety of bold flavors. There's something for everyone in the family. Plus, plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
Nobler is more than just a different way to save on car insurance. Nobler is the only car insurance with personalized monthly rates and rewards based on how much and how well you drive every single time you get behind the wheel. So the more you use Nobler, the better you drive and the more you save, which means good drivers can save a lot of money. Nobler is simply smart insurance for smart drivers. Get your quote at Nobler.com, spelled Nobler.com. Individual savings may vary. Must meet eligibility requirements to bind a policy.
You know, speaking of coaches, Mike Budenholzer is a two-time NBA Coach of the Year, and he's also now an NBA champion. And Michael Malone has really done a great job with the Nuggets in a short amount of time since he's been in Denver. Are there any similarities you think between Malone and Budenholzer?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think Malone, Budenholzer and Malone, they both are the kind of guys that are going to stick to the game plan. I think that's probably their biggest similarity, aside from, of course, loving defensive players and defense wins championships kind of guys. You didn't see the Bucks make a lot of adjustments in this postseason. They kind of stuck to their bread and butter and worked through it and figured it out. And I do think that they made a few adjustments here and there, but they typically stick to their bread and butter. He didn't change their starting lineup or make a big different starting lineup or a big change to how they were going to approach Phoenix or anyone else along the way. And Denver's very similar. Michael Malone is very similar in that way. I often feel like he doesn't make changes when they need to be changed soon enough, right? Like, he doesn't pull Paul Millsap off the floor knowing that this matchup is not good for Paul Millsap. Or there was a couple of games in their first series this postseason where they, playing Jamichael Green, they were better. They were better offensively. They were able to get more looks. And it took him a while to recognize that before, and maybe a little too late, right? Because you have to make those changes within a right time frame when you're working it within the playoffs. But Malone has taken his time with Michael Porter Jr. as well. He hasn't kind of gone to him as soon as he could have gone to him. He's chosen to give him smaller bursts of time and kind of work him into the rotation when a lot of people thought he could have been put into that rotation sooner rather than later. So, and, you know, Budenholzer is now a champion. So he's a championship-winning coach now. So maybe Michael Malone's able to take the Nuggets to a championship. I think he could. I think he's been very good. He's improved year after year. Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray have a very good relationship with Michael Malone. And I think that that's a big part of it, too. But I don't think... I don't think Budenholzer was the better coach in that series either. I think Monty Williams was probably the better coach. It just swung in the Bucks' favor, and that had a lot to do with the best player on the floor in Giannis.
Yeah, rightfully so on that one right there. You're absolutely right on that. Giannis was the best player on the floor during that series, and we mentioned about the small to medium markets in the NBA. And Denver, again, is not just a special sports city, but it's always been a special basketball city going back to its days in the ABA and then coming over to the NBA. What is it about Denver that has made it – what is it about Denver and the NBA that has made it such a winning combination for so many years?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know – that a lot of people would feel like it's been a winning combination. It's worked out. They have a team, play fairly well. We have diehard fans, but we never won a championship. We like to win a championship. Nikola's the first MVP in modern NBA for the Nuggets. So it's worked, and it could be better. It could definitely be better. I'm not sure if you're aware, but the Nuggets were not even on television for locally for the last 2 years. So their bubble run, not seen by local fans. If you have Comcast, Josh or the Kroenkes and Comcast had a deal, and Comcast is the number one provider in the Denver area for the number one provider for television in almost every household in Denver, with very, very few other options. And most of them, I mean, if you have Dish, which a few people do in kind of some of the rural parts of Colorado, but Denver, Comcast is it. CenturyLink is available, not a great connection, but the Denver Nuggets will not be played on Comcast. The channel, ironically, Josh Kroenke and the Kroenke family owns the channel, the media channel that covers the Nuggets as well, which is a bit odd for the owner of the team to also own the coverage of the team. Seems like appropriate for for accurate or honest journalism, I suppose, but they own both those entities. And the Cronkies and Comcast have not been able to come to an agreement. Comcast wants to increase their fee to host Altitude, which is the network that covers Cronky Sports and Entertainment is the name of their company. And they won't come to an agreement. Comcast wants to charge them a bigger fee as their contract had expired 2 years ago. And like always, right, all of us sign TV deals with our TV provider. And for the first year, it's $29 a month. And then after the first year, they up that price. And in similar ways, they did that to Josh Kroenke and to the Nuggets and to Altitude. And basically, they said, the Kroenke said, no, we're not going to pay it. We refuse to pay that. That would put us out of business and wouldn't make any sense for us to do that. So they weren't on television for anyone to watch for the last 2 years, which is just kind of crazy when you think about what this team accomplished. The season they have their very first MVP of the league, and he wasn't on local television for anyone to see. That's crazy.
UnitedHealthcare has rejected every solution to restore your in-network access to your Montefiore doctors and hospital. Sadly, it seems United's decision is permanent. Keeping the doctors you know, who know you, is one of the most important things you can do for your health, and all other national insurers have your doctor in-network. Your Montefiore doctors can't make United fix this, but they are still here for you. Visit keepmontefiore.org or call us at 855-226-3071 and let us help.
Do you hear that? It's the sound of TD Ameritrade's Education Center working smoothly behind the scenes to curate its own content to your investment goals and interests. Head over to tdameritrade.com/education to start learning. Member SIPC.
Nobler is more than just a different way to save on car insurance. Nobler is the only car insurance with personalized monthly rates and rewards based on how much and how well you drive every single time you get behind the wheel. So the more you use Nobler, the better you drive and the more you save, which means good drivers can save a lot of money. Nobler is simply smart insurance for smart drivers. Get your quote at Nobler.com, spelled N-O-B-L-R.com. Individual savings may vary. Must meet eligibility requirements to bind a policy.
Getting your RV ready for summer shouldn't be a hassle. And there's a new full-service RV dealership ready to help. Fence RV has opened a new location in Albany. And there's no job too big or small for our talented technicians. Come in or call today and get your RV working great and in tip-top shape. While you're here, swing by our new parts and accessories store for great deals on all your camping season essentials. Take I-12, exit 32 to gear up for a summer of fun at Fence RV, the best way to get away.
Nobler is more than just a different way to save on car insurance. Nobler is the only car insurance with personalized monthly rates and rewards based on how much and how well you drive every single time you get behind the wheel. So the more you use Nobler, the better you drive and the more you save, which means good drivers can save a lot of money. Nobler is simply smart insurance for smart drivers. Get your quote at Nobler.com, spelled N-O-B-L-R.com. Individual savings may vary. Must meet eligibility requirements to bind a policy.
Academy Sports and Outdoors has you covered from head to toe with the best from Adidas. From balls to backpacks and apparel to footwear, get a fresh Adidas look and gear up to get back to sports with Adidas at Academy Sports and Outdoors.
Nobler is more than just a different way to save on car insurance. Nobler is the only car insurance with personalized monthly rates and rewards based on how much and how well you drive every single time you get behind the wheel. So the more you use Nobler, the better you drive and the more you save, which means good drivers can save a lot of money. Nobler is simply smart insurance for smart drivers. Get your quote at Nobler.com, spelled N-O-B-L-R.com. Individual savings may vary. Must meet eligibility requirements to bind a policy.
That's interesting. I was not even aware of that right there. I wasn't, you know, thank you for telling me about with the cable situation right there. But, you know, I just want to ask you just before we get on out of here, just Denver as a whole as compared to other West Coast cities or even diehard fan bases like the Lakers and the Clippers and the Warriors. Are there a lot of Nuggets fans there, or are there more Laker fans or Warrior fans?
Oh, yeah. Denver's a transit city. Tons of Californians live here now. I don't know if it's our basketball or the weed, but, you know, we got a lot of Lakers fans in the building on Laker night. We have a lot of I would say Ball Arena is probably one of those arenas where you have a lot of fans from the other fan base, no matter who's in the house that night. If it's a Spurs night, you got a lot of Spurs fans. It could be, I mean, it's not going to have a lot of Cavs fans in there, or probably you don't see, but you'll see Miami fans, you'll see Golden State fans, Lakers fans. It'll almost be 50-50. Portland, lots of fans in the building for those games here in Denver. So it's definitely a tough to sell when you're not on television, one. Two, when you have so many people moving here, right? And it's a stop along the way to the East Coast for a lot of people, and people will stop over or have a layover here for a couple of days, catch a game, and they're not from here. They're from another – they'll catch their team on their way, you know, on a work trip or something, and it – we have a huge international airport, so there's tons of people from different places. But I do think, like, at the end of last season, beginning of this season, you're starting to see when we first opened up again after COVID and we're allowing fans in the building, you're starting to see, okay, it's mostly Nuggets fans. It's mostly Nuggets fans until, of course, Phoenix rolled in. And then that night, those games for the playoffs, it was pretty 50-50.
Things I thought could never happen to me in a punk band?
What?
We Are Lady Parts, a new original comedy streaming only on Peacock.
A confused mix of hash anthems and sour girl power.
Syra, vocals. Aisha, drummer. Bisma, bassist. Mumtaz, band manager. And me, Amina, lead guitar.
You were really good until you puked all over the front row. Ew.
We Are Lady Parts. All episodes streaming now. Only on Peacock.
Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi Advanced Security protects your connected devices, helps you avoid sketchy sites, and sends real-time alerts so you're in the know. Learn more at cox.com/pano. Restrictions apply. Copyright 2020 Cox Communications, Inc. All rights reserved.
Nobler is more than just a different way to save on car insurance. Nobler is the only car insurance with personalized monthly rates and rewards based on how much and how well you drive every single time you get behind the wheel. So the more you use Nobler, the better you drive and the more you save, which means good drivers can save a lot of money. Nobler is simply smart insurance for smart drivers. Get your quote at Nobler.com, spelled Nobler.com. Individual savings may vary. Must meet eligibility requirements to bind a policy.
Yeah, it's always interesting right there because I always pay attention. I know specifically on the West Coast, I know it's always Laker country. It's very dominated with Lakers and Warriors fans and stuff. So I was just kind of pissed about that. But
yeah.
Jenna, thank you so much for taking time scheduled to be on the program. Just tell everybody what you do as the host of the Chicken Nuggets podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. The Chicken Nuggets has been a really fun podcast for me to get a chance to talk about the NBA, talk about the Nuggets. And I try to keep it to this season. I tried a new thing where it was all women on the podcast, as it was originally the one chick who was covering the Nuggets. And that's kind of where I came up with the name. But
getting your RV ready for summer shouldn't be a hassle. And there's a new full-service RV dealership ready to help. Bent's RV has opened a new location in Albany, and there's no job too big or small for our talented technicians. Come in or call today and get your RV working great and in tip-top shape. While you're here, swing by our new parts and accessories store for great deals on all your camping season essentials. Take I-12, exit 32 to gear up for a summer of fun at Bent's RV, the best way to get away.
Grilling season is here. Keep things sizzling all summer long with Dietz & Watson. Fire up your Friday with perfectly smoked premium Franks and sausages. Or enjoy endless sandwich combos with fresh sliced meats and cheeses in a variety of bold flavors. There's something for everyone in the family. Plus, plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz & Watson. It's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi Advanced Security protects your connected devices, helps you avoid sketchy sites, and sends real-time alerts so you're in the know. Learn more at cox.com/pano. Restrictions apply. Copyright 2020 Cox Communications, Inc. All rights reserved.
Road trip season is here. Stay fueled through your entire journey with Dietz and Watson. And since it's almost the weekend, stock up on lunch before hitting the road. Enjoy on-the-go sandwiches with fresh sliced meats and cheeses in a variety of bold flavors. There's something for everyone in the family. Plus, plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
Heavy.
Road trip season is here. Stay fueled through your entire journey with Dietz and Watson. And since it's almost the weekend, stock up on lunch before hitting the road. Enjoy on-the-go sandwiches with fresh sliced meats and cheeses in a variety of bold flavors. There's something for everyone in the family. Plus, plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
Getting your RV ready for summer shouldn't be a hassle. And there's a new full-service RV dealership ready to help. Bent's RV has opened a new location in Albany, and there's no job too big or small for our talented technicians. Come in or call today and get your RV working great and in tip-top shape. While you're here, swing by our new parts and accessories store for great deals on all your camping season essentials. Take I-12, exit 32 to gear up for a summer of fun at Bent's RV, the best way to get away. Getting your RV ready for summer shouldn't be a hassle. And there's a new full-service RV dealership ready to help. Bent's RV has opened a new location in Albany, and there's no job too big or small for our talented technicians. Come in or call today and get your RV working great and in tip-top shape. While you're here, swing by our new parts and accessories store for great deals on all your camping season essentials. Take I-12, exit 32 to gear up for a summer of fun at Bent's RV, the best way to get away.
It's hard to tell which sites are safe and which are downright sketchy. But with Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi Advanced Security, it's easy. It protects all your connected devices, helps you avoid sketchy sites, and even sends real-time alerts straight to your inbox or phone. Plus, you can always check in with the Panoramic Wi-Fi app. So the only surprises are that there are no surprises. Learn more at cox.com/pano. Restrictions apply. Copyright 2020 Cox Communications, Inc. All rights reserved.
Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy, Field 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping 6-part documentary series, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
There's a new full-service RV dealership in town with great deals on good roads. Bent's RV has opened a new location in Albany and is bringing new top-selling RV brands to the area like Montana, Cougar, and many more. Bent's RV, the best way to get away. Getting your RV ready for summer shouldn't be a hassle. And there's a new full-service RV dealership ready to help. Bent's RV has opened a new location in Albany, and there's no job too big or small for our talented technicians. Come in or call today and get your RV working great and in tip-top shape. While you're here, swing by our new parts and accessories store for great deals on all your camping season essentials. Take I-12, exit 32 to gear up for a summer of fun at Bent's RV, the best way to get away.
Grilling season is here. Keep things sizzling all summer long with Dietz and Watson. Fire up your Friday with perfectly smoked premium Franks and sausages. Or enjoy endless sandwich combos with fresh sliced meats and cheeses in a variety of bold flavors. There's something for everyone in the family. Plus, plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
Peacock fuels your true crime obsession with exclusive new originals. John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise.
Clowns can get away with murder.
And Epstein's shadow, Ghislaine Maxwell.
She inherited Jeffrey Epstein's secrets.
Plus the most bingeable crime series, Snapped. Sign up now at PeacockTV.com.
Getting your RV ready for summer shouldn't be a hassle. And there's a new full-service RV dealership ready to help. Bent's RV has opened a new location in Albany, and there's no job too big or small for our talented technicians. Come in or call today and get your RV working great and in tip-top shape. While you're here, swing by our new parts and accessories store for great deals on all your camping season essentials. Take I-12, exit 32 to gear up for a summer of fun at Bent's RV, the best way to get away.
Peacock fuels your true crime obsession with exclusive new originals like John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise.
He said to me, Klaus can get away with murder.
Dr. Death, the undoctored story.
This guy's dangerous.
And Epstein's shadow, Ghislaine Maxwell.
She inherited Jeffrey Epstein's secrets.
There was this whole other world going on.
Plus, the most bingeable crime series, Buried in the Backyard, and Snapped. And with the Dateline 24/7 channel that's always on.
Did you want her dead?
You can't not obsess. Sign up now at PeacockTV.com.
Academy Sports and Outdoors has you covered from head to toe with the best from Adidas. From balls to backpacks and apparel to footwear, get a fresh Adidas look and gear up to get back to sports with Adidas at Academy Sports and Outdoors.
Yeah, so that the podcast has been fun. It's a really fun listen. It's always something unique. I try not to do just the same old X's and O's and numbers podcasts that most sports podcasts are. This one is more about, I mean, we could go from fashion to we talk about New Year's resolutions, right? And we connect it to the players, to their team. And, oh, man, we hope Michael Porter Jr.'s resolution is to rebound that basketball or whatever it might be. But we have a good time. I've been lucky enough to have co-hosts who are now working with other teams. My co-host from this year is now with the Charlotte Hornets, and my co-host from last year is now with the Golden State Warriors. So it seems to be that every come on the podcast, have success. That's all I know. But it's been a really fun time.
All right, good deal. So, again, as you heard it from her, she is Jenna Garcia. Check her out on the Chicken Nuggets podcast. And, again, tell everybody where they can find the podcast on social media, and if there's any websites that you want to pump up, let them know that as well. And also, where can they find you on social media?
Yeah, you can find everything I do, my podcast, my website, my all of my pieces that I've published on at Vida Viva Diva, so V-I-D-A-V-I-V-A-D-I-V-A, Vida Viva Diva. It's kind of a tongue twister. That's on Instagram, on Twitter, TikTok. Everything has that handle. So that's where you can find all of my work, including the podcast. The podcast is also on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, everywhere you can get your podcast. And I also post it on social media as well. So Vida Viva Diva. And I appreciate you having me on, man. I love talking Nuggets. It's good to get back in the swing of talking about them and not Milwaukee and all the other teams that have been playing a little bit longer.
Awesome, awesome. You're welcome. And, again, you heard it from her. She is Jenna Garcia. She is the host of the Chicken Nuggets podcast. Check her out on the various social media platforms and got some great content. Make sure you follow her on the social media platforms. Jenna, thank you so much. And if ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Thank you. Have a good one.
All right, you two will be back with more right after this.
Curry. Lehman shoots the three. It's way off the mark, and Jokic has it. So Minnesota passed. Oh, what a pass! Thread the needle, baby! Nikola Jokic.
Reed had to grab him. Watch this pass home. Bounce back, and the defense couldn't even react. I mean, it gets right there underneath Nas Reed's legs.
Beauty.
Bob the Foodie down on the baseline filming that action.
Yeah, so Jermichael Green. No fouls to give for the Mavericks. Denver's been in the bonus for a while here in this fourth quarter. Each team with one timeout left. Chance at the last shot. Jokic a chance to tie it. Oh! Jokic hits it!
And just a simple play to get him an isolation and...
Getting your RV ready for summer shouldn't be a hassle. And there's a new full-service RV dealership ready to help. Fence RV has opened a new location in Albany. And there's no job too big or small for our talented technicians. Come in or call today and get your RV working great and in tip-top shape. While you're here, swing by our new parts and accessories store for great deals on all your camping season essentials. Take I-12, exit 32 to gear up for a summer of fun at Fence RV. The best way to get away. Getting your RV ready for summer shouldn't be a hassle. And there's a new full-service RV dealership ready to help. Bent's RV has opened a new location in Albany, and there's no job too big or small for our talented technicians. Come in or call today and get your RV working great and in tip-top shape. While you're here, swing by our new parts and accessory store for great deals on all your camping season essentials. Take I-12, exit 32 to gear up for a summer of fun at Bent's RV, the best way to get away.
.145/92 .180/111
.182/100 And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest. And then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movement that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that.
Hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan. Or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhpp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
All right, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of the Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Jenna Garcia. She's the host of the Chicken Nuggets podcast. That's the podcast dedicated to covering all things related to the Denver Nuggets. And until next time, I'm Ed Robinson. Remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.